Sometimes in our lives, we might have a tendency to fear. That's right. See, the devil wants us to live in fear. He wants to intimidate us to keep us from fulfilling God's will in our lives. But God doesn't want us to fear. In fact, many times in the Bible, he tells us to fear not. Why? Because he's with you. The ever presence of God is right there with you right now.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Bible says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And it is a joy and an honor to serve God. It's good to be with you today. We are in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And I believe this verse gives us a few reasons why not to fear. And perhaps you're listening, and I believe that God has something to say to you here today. Number one, why not to fear? Bible says, "For I am with you." In other words, we have the presence of God. That tells me that you're not alone. Sometimes you may feel like you're alone, but as a Christian who has devoted his or her life to Jesus, you have his assurance and promise that he is with you. The Bible says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. My friend, God is ever present. In fact, Psalm 46 and 1 says this, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed." You see, the devil wants you to live in fear. He wants you to live in torment because fear will hinder you from doing God's will in your life. Fear will immobilize you and keep you secluded and hidden. You see, the disciples were hiding in fear because of what the Jews might do to them. But after Pentecost, these same disciples were out boldly proclaiming the word of God. We might fear a bad report from a doctor, or losing our job, or how to make the next paycheck, or how to pay the bills. Some just fear being alone. But God says this, "Fear not." Well, why? Because he's with you. You're not alone. Joshua could have feared after Moses died. Joshua was suddenly in charge of God's people, and he was to lead them into the promised land. But God said to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Elijah didn't fear when he faced the 400 prophets of Baal. Why? Because Elijah knew that God was with him. Elijah was one man, but he was one man who had God on his side. During the night, the enemy surrounded Elisha and his servant. Elisha's servant woke up the next morning, and he saw horses and chariots surrounding them. Elisha's servant asked, "What shall we do?" But I like Elisha's response. He says this, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Elisha prayed that his servant's eyes would be opened, and God answered that prayer. May our spiritual eyes be opened at all times also. Elisha's servant saw the mountain full of horses and chariots of fire all around them. Elisha didn't fear because he knew that God was with him. Secondly, I know it says, "For I am your God." In other words, God is my God. I'm not serving a false God. I'm not putting my trust in a made-up God, no. The God who created the heavens and the earth is my God. The one who spoke the sun and stars into existence. The one who created something out of nothing. That's the God who's my God. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. He's my God. He's sovereign. He's in control. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. He's ever-present. He's the one that parted the Red Sea, that brought water out of a rock, fed Israel with manna, split the Jordan River, brought down the Jericho walls, healed Naaman of leprosy." That's right. He's my God. My friend, with God, nothing is impossible. Let's put our faith and trust in him, and he will be with you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.